Absolutely ecstatic right now, and very happy and very grateful to the people of Hillsborough County for giving me the vote of confidence, and certainly am just really, really looking forward to getting working on the real quality of life issues that we talked about throughout our campaign, and just really looking forward to get to work for the people.
With about 3,700 provisional ballots yet to be counted Friday evening, and an untold number of overseas absentee ballots to be counted next week, Beckner's margin of victory stands at more than 49,000 votes. Beckner said that he has not heard from his opponent, Brian Blair, as of Thursday night.
We started off when the absentees first started coming in, from what I understood and took a look at from the numbers, we were just about tied 50-50, and then our lead started to increase as some of the early votings got counted, and then, of course, everything halted mid-evening, and some of the results started to trickle in again. And then by the end, I believe, of yesterday, we had over 20,000 votes, and it was that particular time where the canvassing board had advised me that it was statistically improbable that the end result would change. The numbers would change, but not the end result. And then tonight, from what I understand, we have between a 40 to 43,000 vote lead right now. And so it's about 55 to 45%.
Beckner promised to work with the other commissioners once he takes his seat on the dais.
Well, first and foremost, you know, is really starting to develop a rapport and relationship with my other colleagues. It takes four votes to get things done, and then really start taking a look at some of the priorities in the district as well as in the county. And then hopefully, you know, we'll be able to start focusing on the real quality of life issues for the people, and we'll be able to start moving forward on some of our initiatives for the people.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
County Commissioner Kevin White, who was a member of the three-person canvassing board responsible for overseeing the vote count, congratulated his new colleague, Beckner, on his victory.
I welcome any colleague. I'm going to miss the current colleague that I do have in Commissioner Blair, but I also welcome our new colleague and wish him well and looking very forward to working with him. And more than that, I'm glad to have another Democrat on the board.
Another member of the canvassing board and the county commission, Rose Ferlita, praised Beckner's experience in financial planning and law enforcement and said she hopes he can build consensus on the commission.
I'm excited to death. I know Kevin, and he's a person of reason. Sometimes we will agree, sometimes we won't, but I have had long conversations with him, and I think he brings a new perspective to that. I have sometimes wondered, even before I was a candidate for that office and even before I was elected to that office, that I think, coming from the city of Tampa in a nonpartisan position like city council and as city of Tampa mayor is, I think that the county would be better served if it was nonpartisan, because sometimes there is the perception that people vote based on their party, so you look at block voting.
Beckner's campaign manager is Mitch Cates, who also engineered the upset victories of State Senator Charlie Justice in 2006 and Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern in 2007. Cates reacted to Beckner's win.
I couldn't be more happier. I have been proud of that guy for the better part of 2 years. I watched him grow as a candidate. I always believed in him from the very beginning. When he came and talked to me and said he wanted to do this, and I thought, you know what, this there's something about him. And even back then, I never imagined that he would. I mean, I always felt that he could win. I really did, and everybody knows that. But he is a special person. And Hillsborough County is going to be a better place because he's one of our representatives.
Kate said that even though Beckner was the first openly gay candidate to win countywide, citizens were not interested in that. They were more concerned with issues.
This race was about real life issues. And for 22 months, Kevin Beckner was an honest individual, and people wanted honesty. And he was honest about himself, and he was straight up with the people and asked them what their issues were. You know, like Kevin has said, he didn't have an agenda when he started to run. He just wanted to see better government.
WMNF asked Cates how it felt having to delay Beckner's victory celebration for 2 days because of problems in tallying the vote by the Supervisor of Elections Office and their optical scan machine vendor, Premier Election Solutions.
We're standing in a parking lot outside of Falkenberg, and it's upsetting, it's disappointing. There's a few of us here gathered that are really happy, but a couple of nights ago, when the world changed before our eyes, there were hundreds of folks that got together with us who gave tirelessly of themselves, some many, many hours and weeks and months, and everybody wanted to savor that moment. And unfortunately, because of what we had to deal with, that moment in time was taken away.